Captain Bloxley, Sibbald gasped. Master, I was starved, and like to be hanged, said Robin of Loxley. For this is death, Sibbald, if a forester find one head of deer taken. If I die of a rope, or of hunger, what difference is there? Sibbald asked doggedly. Look you, Master Robin, when this winter began I had a wife and two little ones, but because I fell ill, a thing no serf may do, Guy of Gisborne turned us out of our hut, and gave our shelter to Walter the Bald. A serf who could not work, said Guy, shall neither eat nor shelter on his lands, and they drove us out, the wife and the children with me, though the little ones were all unfit. True, said Robin, nodding. Guy of Gisborne is a hard man and cruel, but it is death to touch the deer, Sibbald. Death! What is death but a kindness? Sibbald asked. For so my wife found it when the cold wrapped her round and she fell asleep, never to wake more in this world. So the child Freda found it, for at least she will hunger no more. And now only the boy Walthorp has left me, and he a-crying with bitter hunger. By the rood, Master Robin, if I hang with a full belly, and the boy shall have one more good meal. There was a look of pity in Robin's eyes. Where is the boy? He asked. There. Sibbald pointed along the way he had come. In the hollow of a dead elm, wrapped in such rags as I could find him, that he might not die of the cold. Then you harbor in the forest? Robin asked. Sibbald nodded. Else I must go back to Guy of Gisborne, being his man, he answered. And to go back means lashes on the back, and labor from morn to night, with more lashes at the end of it, since I am all unhandy and slow, and so they call me the dolt, Master Robin. I tell you, his voice rose to sudden fierceness, here is no justice for us Saxon English under these dogs of Normans. It is true, Robin answered moodily. But look you, Sibbald, bring the lad with you and come to my farm. We may then decide what can best be done for you. Sibbald looked incredulous. To your farm, Master Robin, but I have killed the king's deer. A slow smile grew in Robin's eyes. I may have loosed a shaft or two myself at times, good Sibbald, he said, for the deer take toll of my crops without payment. Bring the boy and come. There is, at the least, a shelter among the cattle where he may keep warm. Master Robin, said Sibbald, with tears in his eyes, well do they say, you've the kindest heart twixt Nottingham and York. Tush, man, said Robin, and turned away. Follow when you will, and come to me. I will have speech with Guy of Gisborne, and see if I may not keep you among my men. He turned away then, and went out from the forest and across the open, to where, a couple of miles away, rose a stout wooden dwelling with its stables and byres and ricks about it. Here, Robin of Loxley had lived alone since his father's death, a free man, holding his 200 acres of land under the Abbey of St. Mary's. His grandfather, in the time of Henry I, had been granted the tenancy of this acreage, the best of all the lands belonging to the Abbey. And when Robin's father died, Guy of Gisborne had tried vainly to thrust Robin out from his holding and take back the farm to the Abbey's use. Now, as Robin went slowly back, thinking bitterly over the wrongs of men like Sibbald, he left one track of footprints straight from the carcass of the deer to his own homestead. Presently came Sibbald with his boy Walthorp, a lad of 10, who shivered and even cried with the cold as he kept beside his father, and they left two more tracks in the snow. Late that afternoon came Herbert the Ranger along the edge of the forest, where Robin's lands began, and when he came to the tracks in the snow he stopped and looked down. There was the clear, long-striding track of Robin's shod feet, and Herbert passed that by, knowing whose feet had made it. Then he came on the shapeless blurs made by Sibbald's grass-wrapped feet, and beside them the small indentations where the child Walthorp had walked. Herbert saw red blots in the snow, where Sibbald's torn feet had bled. Ha! He said. There's been a killing here. So he turned into the forest, following on the tracks, and came to the hollow elm where Sibbald had left his boy. Thence he followed on, and came to a place where the snow...